Hey everyone, welcome to Be the Change. My name is Lily Mott, and today I'm going to be talking about how change comes when you get in the loop. My guest this week is Tommy Wan, and he is, among other roles, the program director for ALEAF Votes, which supports youth civic engagement programming in ALEAF, Texas through student and faculty empowerment, leadership development, and voter education. I really enjoyed learning about Tommy's work, so without further ado, let's get started with this episode featuring Tommy Wan.
Thank you so much for having me on. My name is Tommy Wan, and I am from ALEAF, Texas, which is a suburb here in Southwest Houston. It's very diverse. It's a microcosm. It's a representation in terms of the fabric of our nation. And it's a really great community, and that's where I focus most of my work on. Currently, I'm a sophomore at the University of Texas at Austin, also studying civil engineering and government.
Thank you for coming on the podcast, Tommy. So can you tell me a little bit more about your hometown and what inspired you to get started with your work there? Tell me a little bit more about your background.
For sure. I first got into civic engagement in about sophomore year of high school, and I lived in ALEAF my whole life. And really, it is a representation of what this nation can be. We have Hispanics, Latinx, white, Black, Chinese, Korean, Viet, and there's so much diversity, over 93 languages spoken. There's lots of areas like Asia Town, Chinatown. We're also very near to Koreatown and different areas across the Houston greater metropolitan complex as well. And one of the things that got me into it initially was youth organizers in the area. And once I got into this type of work, I've seen that ALEAF in the school district has historically low civic engagement rates. And basically what that means is people going out to community meetings, going to city council to testify, going to Harris County Commissioner's Court, organizing projects, attending volunteering events. And we were just lacking that in the community. And now we're slowly starting to see that precipice of change by having more students involved through civic engagement, youth leadership, having young people in the forefront of making these critical decisions to our community and really building that cohesive bond that brings us all together. So seeing that firsthand and getting the opportunity to work with other students and seeing their leadership was what propelled me into my interest in civic engagement as well. So I think it's a really important topic. I interned at the city council for the council member, Tiffany D. Thomas, who oversees the area in ALEAF. That's where I got to learn more about youth involvement, the youth conferences, and how people can get involved, and just seeing people grow alongside and a community that is strong and one that is robust and one that we are proud to be with. I think that's something that ALEAF really encapsulates. So just overseeing that vision and really working with other people as a team to get that through as well.
That is such a great background. And I think that this work that you're doing in civic engagement is only going to get more important this year as we get closer to a presidential election in the fall. It is a very exciting and a very important time to be a voter in America. What are some of the challenges that young people face when it comes to voting? And you said it's getting better in ALEAF. So can you tell me about some of the solutions that you've seen to those problems as well?
For sure. So ALEAF does have a historic low turnout as well, especially if we have any bond referendums for any improvements we want to make to the school district in terms of funding. Also with any precinct chairs, off-year elections, school board members as well. And ALEAF does have many issues. For example, we had chromium 6 lead in our water supply. Historically have been economically divested without a community center. And now we're starting to see some of that change. So civic engagement does work. Real leadership does matter. And some of the ideas and reasons I think youth aren't involved in getting out to the polls is one, the most important one I think is exposure. Because in the high schools, Texas law mandates there be at least two opportunities for students to register, but sometimes the voter registration compliance just isn't there. And also just exposure to the elections and why they're important themselves. So that's why it's so critical to go into these five high schools and talk to students about what's happening. Because if students don't know about what's going on, the impact of the vote, or even how or where to register to vote, they aren't able to do that action. And I think exposure is going to be the number one solution for that. And also just talking about it more, having the candid conversation of why your vote matters for a school board, because ultimately they do define and appropriate money towards the fine arts program, the athletic programs, how much money you're going to get for your science classrooms, for your labs. So having the exposure there is certainly going to be very pertinent and very important to just having students there. And I think that's the fundamental of civic engagement, getting students involved to learn about the community, but then to act upon it. So exposure is that first step that we need to take. And whether that's organizing a community fair, doing more volunteering events, going into schools, tabling at community events, doing more outreach via newsletters, things like that. That's going to be the first step towards increasing that voter turnout here in our community.
Definitely. And you were mentioning ways that you can encourage others to vote. Can you share more about how people can get involved in encouraging other people to vote, especially if they may not have access to an organization like ALEAF Votes, or they might not be able to vote themselves?
For sure. So I think you bring up a good point because ALEAF is a lot, it's a community full of immigrants. There's a huge Nigerian population. We have Little Saigon, a small community there, but with very big and large Viet populations. So a lot of these, including my parents themselves, aren't citizens and can't register to vote, but we can do so by proxy and by encouraging community projects to show that electeds do have a difference and they can make a difference based on what they're doing. And if we are able to keep them accountable and have a sustainable community model where we're developing different organizations, developing students, developing just the general community outset in terms of how we are feeling and what projects we are taking on and taking care of the people in the community, then I think that can be a great way to just encourage the environment for voting as well. So one of the ways to do that, I think, really is to take initiative, whatever age you are. So whether you're in high school, you can get in contact with your principal, talk about the voter registration compliance, see if your school is in compliance, get a table out there. You can get a Harris County VDVR certification and register people to vote with long forms and really talk to people about what's going on. You can contact your social studies teacher and have a presentation about voting and the principles of democracy. You can also get involved in different areas. For example, in ALEAF, we have a community garden. If we can show that food security is an important issue, that we can bring people together and educate students about STEM and the importance of gardening and bringing families together through that way, that can also serve as a proxy to showing and building an environment where it's sustainable in terms of encouragement of voting. Also, we have other projects in the area, like the WOW Project. They run a community fridge in the area. We have Finding Destiny, which focuses on human trafficking in the area. We just got a new ALEAF Neighborhood Center. So there's lots of events going on there, especially relating to healthcare. So we see different nodes of potential ways to get involved. And one of the best ways to just do and get involved is to take that initiative, talk to that person who's working on there. Ask, hey, is there a volunteering opportunity that I can jump on? And the more people we have doing that, stronger we are as a community, the more specialized in different topics we become, and the better we are in terms of that cohesiveness of just working together on many different issues to better one community.
I think that is great advice for people to get involved, and I'm going to ask you to share a little bit more advice. Lots of young people want to make change and make a difference, but they may not know how to get started with that work. What advice do you have for those people who may be listening?
Yes, I would definitely say stay engaged on social media because that is how I got involved in the first place. And so many people get involved through social media. It's just an important and very pertinent way to get information. And there's lots of organizations that are on social media as well. For example, I heard about March for Our Lives first on social media, Houston Youth Climate Strike, OCA Greater Houston, Mi Familia Volta. Follow those accounts, put those notifications on. They'll always put flyers to those events and workshops that they have. They'll have internship postings. They'll have opportunities to fly out to different cities. It's all about just being in the loop, staying aware, reading up on these opportunities, being aware of what's going on in current events as well, and then just following up on that as well. So I definitely do think social media can be that vehicle for change and just to be in the loop of the opportunities going on. Because when it comes down to it, I think a lot of students are interested in being involved in the community, volunteering, leading projects, but we just need a bridge in terms of those students and those youth leaders to the opportunities in the area and beyond.
I think Tommy shared so many important pieces of advice throughout our conversation, from how to improve your community to how to participate in democracy to how to utilize social media to make change. I think Tommy's background and his work in his home community of Alif is such an important example of how important civic participation is, and also how accessible it can be if you look for the resources and take the steps to get involved. So, I think we can all keep Tommy's advice in mind, especially as we prepare to head to the ballot box this year in the United States and in other countries around the world, because change comes when you get in the loop. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and you can find Tommy on Instagram at TommyCWan to get connected with him. If you want to talk about anything I mentioned, please reach out to me by email at lily@bethechangepodcast.org or on Instagram at bethechangepodcast. Tune in for my next episode, but until then, be the change you wish to see in the world. Bye, guys.